Let's begin today with Boston's transportation woes and the politics surrounding them. You'll recall that Governor Charlie Baker convened a special panel following the MBTA's massive failures this winter. That panel's full report is expected sometime this week. But wait, what's that sound? The steady drip, drip, drip of leaks as parts of the report have made their way into the media.
The stories focus on bad management practice at the T, excessive employee absenteeism, and questionable budget decisions. But the leaked portions of the report have not yet touched on the major revenue problems at the troubled transit agency.
Which is why James Aloisi, in the latest issue of Commonwealth Magazine, writes, "Time to pop this trial balloon. The T Commission urges reforms, but no new revenue." Aloisi is former Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation, and he joins us in the studio. James Aloisi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So trial balloon, why?
Well, I think I've floated a few of those in my day. It's a tried and true way to test public reaction, to see if people will push back on your proposals. And so they've done that. I have no objection to people floating trial balloons. My concern and my disappointment, frankly, is the substance that I'm getting from the trial balloons. I think that it seems to me, based on inaccurate data and some flawed assumptions about a variety of things.
But some people find that same substance quite substantive, right? I mean, like one of the leaks apparently pointed to the fact that the MBTA is not spending all that it can on, you know, out of its capital budget, capital improvement projects, saying that basically they're leaving, what, $2 billion on the table in unspent money.
Well, so let's talk about that. It was in the Herald today. That leak, I think, gave most people the impression that the T has $2.2 billion of cash lying around, and it doesn't. What they're talking about is debt authority, the ability to issue more debt to do more capital projects. And what they've said, because they've reported some of this now since this morning, $65 million, for example, of capital dollars are used to pay for operating expenses. That's a bad policy. I tried to change that when I was secretary. Let's assume for a minute that you can fix that. So where's the $65 million for operating expenses that you've now had to create a hole in? Where's that coming from? No answer to that. Also, of that $2.2 billion, I assume that some of that money can't be spent unless certain projects are given a green light, like South Station expansion,
right,
for example. So you need to take it into context, and there's no context to the leak. Finally, I would say it cannot be that the commission is seriously going to suggest that one of the solutions to fixing the T's fiscal problems is to ask the T to issue more debt, when we know that one of its big problems is it has too much debt.
Okay, so on that point, here's kind of the thing that I have been itching to ask somebody all day long. Back in 2007, I spoke with then MBTA GM Dan Grabauskas on the record, right? And he told me something that popped up once again in a story this week, that in 2007, because of the debt service that the MBTA had to pay out of its operating budget, that he was paying some of his employees out of the capital budget. This is in 2007. He looks me in the eye and tells me this on the record. This story pops up again this week in one of the leaks. So to me, this says three things. One, this is not news. Very little that we're discovering about the T is unknown to people who have been following the story. I mean, we're seeing levels of granularity, but the whole picture is not new. Two, yes, management issues persist. Three, it's impossible truly to have this conversation in terms that are either or, either reform or revenue. So what I want to know, and maybe you're hearing the increasing frustration of a citizen as well as a journalist, what is it really going to take to move this conversation forward in a meaningful way to produce some kind of substantive action on Beacon Hill?
Two things, political candor and political will. So let's talk about that 2007 discussion. Governor Romney, God bless him, one of the ways in which he was able to get some things done, a lot of things done without raising people's taxes, was to massively shift operating costs to the capital budget. People were doing that before the Romney administration, but during those 4 years, if you look at the graphs, it skyrocketed so that the highway department, when I became secretary, 90% of operating costs were being paid on the capital budget. That's a crazy way to do business. I asked in 2009 for a 19-cent gas tax increase. We were going to dedicate three of those pennies to removing this issue entirely, solving it. The legislature said no. And so if we don't have the political will to take this kind of action, we continue to suffer for its consequences. Mm. And I'm hoping that the winter MBTA meltdown will have given people the desire, the aspiration, the will, and the courage to take some of the actions that haven't been taken. I want to say really quickly, I have offered up, because I respect Governor Baker's view that he should try to find a solution without raising taxes. I've offered up two ideas that you could raise or open up $300 million of funds by not raising taxes. One is to relieve the T of a substantial portion of its debt, debt associated with legacy issues and debt associated with the big dig.
Right.
The other is to flex about 10 to 15% of highway dollars to the T. You can do that and generate a lot of revenue and not raise anybody's fees or fares or taxes. Why that's not being considered as a serious proposal is beyond me, because right now what the commission seems to be suggesting in its leaked report is another fare increase.
Well, to be perfectly honest, you haven't seen the full report yet.
I've only seen what's been leaked.
Exactly. Same here. So, I mean, but I appreciate someone a while ago said that that every governor should have the opportunity to have his or her own people do their own report. Okay, so I accept that. Back in 2009, Governor Patrick had a similar sort of top-to-bottom review of the MBTA done. That was done just after you finished your tenure as Transportation Secretary. I guess what I'm wondering, and my final question to you, is you have actually worked with many of the same people who are on Beacon Hill right now in positions in the legislature where they could actually do something. Do you have any faith that following this report, whatever its conclusions may be when it comes out, that something can be done, something will be done, that there is the political will to move beyond the reform or revenue discussion to actual tangible solutions?
I'm an eternal optimist, so I do have faith. I think you have obviously a new Senate president who hasn't weighed in on these issues and will do so. And you have a new governor who made a choice in his transportation secretary that's very smart, very
Stephanie
progressive.
Stephanie Pollack, right?
Absolutely. And so what I'm hoping is that what we're getting leaked, that people will revisit. The governor might do himself a favor and ask the commission to take another 10 days, because I think that they need to revisit some of the assumptions that we've seen leaked and put them into context, because they know now, having floated the balloon, that people who know a little bit about the facts are pushing back and will push back. And we can solve this. We can solve this without asking people to pay more, but we can't do it on the basis of simply thinking that we can reform the T again. That's a non-starter.
Jim Aloisi is former Transportation Secretary for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. He's currently a principal at the Pemberton Square Group. Always great to have you, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thank you.